Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. It's time once again for the Margie Smith Show. Stay tuned in. Think bigger, like a creator of things. Or falter in darkness, like a hater of dreams. This broadcast will continue as soon as I shut the hell up.
in Washington. What's he afraid of? President Trump again today attacked the FBI and the U.S. justice system, battering the integrity of Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian Trump collusion.
Well, it's a shame what's happened with the FBI, but we're going to rebuild the FBI. It'll be bigger and better than ever. But it is very sad when you look at those documents and how they've done that is really, really disgraceful. And you have a lot of very angry people that are seeing it. It's a very sad thing to watch, I will tell you that. And I'm going today on behalf of the FBI, their new building, and you know, but when everybody, not me, when everybody, the level of anger at what they've been witnessing with respect to the FBI is certainly very sad. When you look at what's gone on with the FBI and with the Justice Department, people are very, very angry.
This is getting uglier, isn't it? And this attack on the country's federal law enforcement came shortly before the president delivered remarks at FBI headquarters in Quantico, Virginia, praising law enforcement as people who, quote, rarely get the recognition they deserve. As Mueller's probe gets closer and closer to the Oval Office, however, Trump has stepped up his attack. He tweeted early this month, after years of combing with the phony and dishonest Clinton investigation running the FBI, its reputation is in tatters. And many people in our country are asking what the Justice Department is going to do about the fact that totally crooked Hillary, after receiving a subpoena from the United States Congress, deleted and acid watched 33,000 emails. No justice. The president's newest attack on Mueller's investigation references Peter Strzok. He's a former top counterintelligence official whom Mueller removed from his investigation last summer after Mueller learned of messages Strzok exchanged with another FBI employee that were overtly political. Many were critical of Trump and praised Hillary Clinton. One message he sent said, God, Hillary should win 100 million to nothing. While Republicans and conservatives in the media had used this development to impugn the entire Mueller investigation.
I call on my Republican colleagues to join me in calling for the firing of Bob Mueller. And look, it's time for Mueller to put up or shut up. If there's evidence of collusion with Russia, let's see it.
We are now beginning to better understand the magnitude of this insider bias on Mr. Mueller's team.
If one person can be persecuted by an instrument of the government at one standard and another one can't, what does that mean to all of us? Should we fear our FBI?
There is a cleansing needed in our FBI and Department of Justice. It needs to be cleansed of individuals who should not just be fired, but who need to be taken out in handcuffs.
Mueller is corrupt. The senior FBI is corrupt. The system is corrupt. His conflict of interest, his clear bias, the corruption are on full display. Mueller is frankly a disgrace to the American justice system.
For more, I'm joined by Joy Reid, host of AM Joy on MSNBC on weekends. Wall Street White House reporter Eli Stokols, and former FBI Special Agent Frank Montoya. Joy, listening to this alarm bell from all these right-wingers and commentators and right-wing commentators, you would think they're ready for a military coup.
Yeah.
We have to disgrace, like the Greek generals or somewhere in Argentina, we have to disgrace the entire U.S. justice system to justify overthrowing it. Yeah. What's coming here?
Well, you know, that Washington Post story said that Donald Trump's favorite world leaders are Tayyip Erdogan of Turkey and Vladimir Putin. And it does seem that Donald Trump has the tools of authoritarianism down. He's got the dance of authoritarianism down to a science. Step one, claim the investigation of you is a fraud being conducted by enemies of the state. Step two, get your state-run media, your affinity media, to echo that into your base and whip them up into a frenzy against those investigating you. Step three, get the state party, in this case the Republican Party, to echo that from the seat of government and say, wait a minute, the people investigating the president are themselves criminals. Create this feedback loop that creates a feeding frenzy that has now essentially got Republicans claiming that Bob Mueller, probably the most respected member of law enforcement in the last 30, 40 years in the United States, essentially being characterized as a criminal. And then, of course, you got to add that last step, call for the prosecution of your political enemies, in this case, dredging up Hillary Clinton, to again call to lock her up. Donald Trump is an authoritarian of the first order, and he's behaving like one.
This is scorched earth, basically, Eli, and I'm wondering what he would have done if Mr. Mueller, Robert Mueller, hadn't fired that guy, Strzok, for having a sort of exchange with somebody he's involved with romantically, and they're exchanging their similar political views, apparently. He fires the guy last July, and now the Crowder thing, that's evidence that Mueller's not just here. In fact, he's proving his just nature by firing the guy. What is it?
They would latch on to this either way, because what Donald Trump and his, even to a greater degree, his allies outside the White House are doing right now. You played that montage of all the clips on Fox News. There are other Trump surrogates, people in the Bannon world, people who are not his legal team who are out there mounting a defense. And it's not a legal defense. It's a public relations defense. It's trying to get the public to discount whatever findings are coming from the Mueller probe to protect the president politically. You know, it's all about reality being sort of in the eye of the beholder, perception being reality. And there are a lot of people who are pushing this idea that the probe is a witch hunt, just as the president has said. The president's not doing it quite as brazenly as some of the people on Fox News, even though he is still out there every day saying that the FBI is in tatters. He might step back and say, oh, I just meant Comey. Oh, I'm just talking about these tactics. Not speaking specifically about Mueller, but this whole thing on the whole is about discrediting the Mueller probe and protecting him politically.
Let's talk timing and why not. Anyway, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein defended Mueller at a House Judiciary Committee hearing this week. Let's watch him.
Have you seen good cause to fire Special Counsel Mueller?
No. I believe it's based upon his reputation, his service, his patriotism, and his experience with the department and with the FBI. I believe he was an ideal choice for this task.
Well, look at Frank Montoya, because it looks like what Trump is doing and his allies, his main course out there, is they're basically trying to impeach the U.S. judicial system in advance of something they see coming like a waterfall they're about to go over. So do you get a sense that this investigation by Mueller is reaching a point where they better destroy the prosecutors or they'll get destroyed themselves? Is that the thinking on the Trump side of things?
There's definitely a great deal of fear that something is coming their way. And I think that when you look at what happened with Mike Flynn, that was a clarion bell as far as that warning is concerned. But another part of this, too, that is really frustrating to me is that there's 56 field officers out there. There's a bunch of people that are out in the field trying to do this job to the best of their ability every single day. And so these attacks that we're hearing, whether they're from the president himself or from his surrogate, it's not just about the investigation against him that's being conducted by the special counsel that's problematic. It's about everything else that we're trying to do in the field. I mean, in terms of the amount of public trust that's being undermined right now, it really makes it difficult to do this job. But, yeah, you know, what you're seeing is, and I've seen it hundreds of times in all kinds of investigations, is an individual who is fearful that, you know, the door is about to shut on him.
Well, do you think at worst, I mean, somebody once said to me years ago when I came to Washington, that people, they talk about defending the bureaucracy against the regular attacks on the bureaucracy by right-wingers. They said people don't do their best work when they're being dumped on it, or something like that. And my question is, does that enhance the anger and the ferocity of the FBI investigation or demoralize it when somebody's dumping on it? Frank?
There's going to be some intensity there, absolutely, because it is a personal affront. But the other part of this is everybody recognizes if you can't prove the case, then you don't have a case. And, you know, let's harken back to the email investigation. It was the same thing. There were folks that were really concerned about the behavior in terms of using the server. But if you can't, if the evidence isn't there to make the case, then you ain't going to make the case. And folks, you know, they learn to live with that because that's the nation of, you know, that's the system that we live under. That's the rule of law. And what you do is you work harder to make that case if it's there. And if it's not, well, then you move on to the next thing.
When do you think Mueller will decide if he's got the case or not, whether to drop it against the president or go full bore for something that would set up an impeachment process? When do you think he'll decide?
Well, he's going full bore now. And so, you know, that is a great question in terms of what they have. In particular, what is Mike Flynn providing that can lead them to other subjects in terms of making this case? But, you know, another part of this consideration, we're in uncharted waters as far as the president's concerned. Are you going to bring charges in a court of law? Are you going to write a report and then hope that Congress acts on it? They've got some really smart brains, prosecutor brains working on this. The question is, what venue do they take it into next? That really is going to be interesting.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that, too. Thank you, Frank. The attacks on the FBI and the Justice Department follow a similar playbook as President Trump's attacks. Remember those on the CIA and the intel community. After reports that the intel community concluded that Russia intervened in the presidential election to help Trump win, his transition team mocked them as the same people who said Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction.
So it's become rather obvious that you're trying to hide something. And I do expect Robert Mueller to, and his grand jury, to file obstruction of justice charges against this president sooner rather than later, because it's obvious that it's there. This is the same president that just this week sent an unfit person to be a lifelong judge who has never tried a case or been a judge of anything. He doesn't even know the law terms. Noam Chomsky said it right. The biggest threat to your democracy is not President Trump. It's those who sit by and allow folk like President Trump to run the system amok. And in this case, it happens to be the Republican. The biggest threat to your democracy is the Republican Party.
Lisa O'Malley and Anthony Rodriguez. They're working the ground crew at Andrews at 2 a.m. on the 7th.
Your Honor, these men weren't on the list.
Rebuttal witnesses, Your Honor, called specifically to refute testimony offered under direct examination.
Oh, well, the witnesses.
This is ridiculous.
Colonel, a moment ago, check the tower logs, for Christ's sake.
We'll get to the end in just a minute, sir.
A moment ago, you said that you ordered Lieutenant Kendrick to tell his men that Santiago wasn't to be touched.
That's right.
And Lieutenant Kendrick was clear on what you wanted?
Crystal.
Any chance Lieutenant Kendrick ignored the order?
Ignored the order?
Any chance he forgot about it?
No.
Any chance Lieutenant Kendrick left your office and said, Bill Mann is wrong?
No.
Well, Lieutenant Kendrick spoke to the platoon and ordered them not to touch Santiago. Any chance they ignored him?
You ever served in an infantry unit, son?
No, sir.
Ever served in a forward area?
No, sir.
Ever put your life in another man's hand? Asked him to put his life in yours?
No, sir.
We follow orders, son. We follow orders or people die. It's that simple.
Pretty much.
Whoa! They say the bigger the headache, the bigger the pill, baby. Or call me the big pill. Dr. Funkenstein, the disco fiend with the monster sound. The cool goo with the bum transplant.
Hip bone connected to my thigh bone connected to my leg bone connected to my ankle bone.
I get so hung up on bones. A Dr. Funkenstein here.
Preoccupied and dedicated to the preservation of the motion of hip.
We love you, come you, Funkenstein. Your bone is the best.
Talk!
And take my body and give it the mind to walk with the rest.
Kiss me on my skull.
Hit me with a one and ten. If you like, hit me again. We love you, Funkenstein.
With lippin', ego trippin', and body smash.
Don't blow your mind.
Coming to you directly from the mothership. Pulling up the last leg of the feet pump.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
funk with your mind. Let me hear it for me. Biologically speaking, when I start churning, burning, and turning,
it'll make your atoms move so fast, expanding your molecules, causing a friction fire, burning you on your neutron, causing you to scream, hit me in the proton. Baby.
Y'all got your sunglasses on out there. You got them pictures of gold bars on your and coins.
Because
on your screen.
It had to deal with cryptocurrency. We covered cryptocurrency in detail. Right now we're talking about this Mueller investigation. What do you got to say?
Well, my nickname is Baba Bitcoin. So they call me.
I know who you are, bro. You saw it here several times. How you been?
I've been fine. Yeah, that's a good thing. Are you involved in the innovation?
Of what?
Investing in cryptocurrency.
Oh, yeah, I'm eventually going to get there. I the way I live my life and produce these shows is I like to investigate the story, speak on it, and then follow up and do it. I just needed to check for volatility over the last week or two. And now that I actually know how, there was an article that actually showed how to actually invest in them. And I've already documented those over the last week and a half.
I tell you what, write my email down and I'll give you some information on something that we're already doing.
Why don't you write mine down? That way you don't have to give yours to the public, and mine is already
mine's
public.
Mine's a business email, but what is yours?
Okay, bluethinktank@gmail.com. One word, bluethinktank. Blue as in color, think as in thought, tank as in armored tank. bluethinktank@gmail.com. Send me the information, and we will go from there.
bluethinktank@bluemail.com?
Gmail.com.
Hey,
how
you like the election in Alabama? Are you in Alabama?
I'm from Alabama. We talked about this. I told you that I didn't think he would be seated if he won. Now, I didn't expect him to lose. Now, that was the difference there. That part was weird. I really did expect him to pull it off, but
I think he would have if he hadn't talked about slavery.
I think he might have also. Now, let me just tell you this. Had President Trump not got in it, he probably would have pulled it off. Had President Trump not got involved in it at the level he did. But you have to be careful, my friend, because, you know, some of what this guy's being alleged to have done and this, that, and the other doesn't even rise to the level of why some of these other politicians and media personalities and Hollywood people and rigmarole and sports figures are falling. So you have to be careful. I don't think he was fit to serve because he'd already been removed from two judgeships for ethics issues. However, it's water under the bridge now, and I don't really think it's going to affect the passage of the tax bill, and
no,
it may not really have an effect.
Tax bill should pass.
On Congress for probably another 6 months.
Here's the thing I was going to get at. Now, I could appreciate blacks showing appreciation to Doug Jones for the 2002 prosecution that he'd done. But here's the thing. What did they demand of Democrats for throwing their support the way they did?
Yeah,
now, I have a relative.
Let me be clear. Doug Jones is probably not the best Democratic candidate that could have ran. He really is kind of plastic, in my opinion. And all of the folks that were interviewed going up into the election, they haven't even came around the community or the hood and really presented his point. He's trying to win by default. Also, now let's be clear. I didn't even know he had done that prosecution until the day of the election. So that's one of your signature points that you've done in your career, and you ain't even touting that? Hell, you might have been able
to. It took a long time before the news media even brought out. It took a long time for the news media to even bring it out that blacks made, you know, they came out and made the difference that they did. Whites didn't come out and vote, for one thing. But the thing is, I have a...
not blacks, not just blacks, specifically black females. That is the number that I see, and it outpaced what Barack Obama did in 2012 and all the way leading up. I mean, we've never turned out for any election nationally or locally at that number. So that was astounding, first and foremost. Secondly,
well, it, It depends on how many came out.
Once the evangelicals solidly supported Moore, it also created a, what I would just say, a generic morality play in which folk was like, man, I don't want to associate myself with that. And that's why a lot of white conservatives didn't show up. You know, then you had Richard Shelby, who pretty much sealed the deal when he said he's not fit and I'm going to write in somebody. And then didn't say who he's writing in. I mean, good Lord.
Well, it was a whole bunch of bull crap. But I have relatives in Bessemer. And I talked to a brother, and he said that he was at one of those meetings. And I asked him, I said, well, what did blacks ask of him for that type of support? And he said the blacks merely said they wanted to be treated fairly.
I'm an African-American male, and that's pretty much all you can ask for, because you ain't going to get much else.
Well, I tell you what, here in Missouri, they ask for a lot more, and they get a lot more. So I don't know what's going on. But, you know, all blacks are not the same.
For the wealth class and for the business class, you have to make a distinction. As a
businessman,
I applaud some of what he's doing. However, as a broke businessman in the hood, I have to look at it differently. However, some of the benefits in our California tax system never really applied to me because I don't have no children in the first place. And I'm not married. And I'm not a homeowner. So them write-offs never came my way in the first place. I've always pushed for folk that look like me and you and look like everybody else. Just people to create businesses. This will inspire some folks to create businesses because they will have to now come up with additional income where some deductions are no longer there. And I believe that this will also be positive in the long term.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be positive in the long term. Anytime you reduce the business tax, I was hoping it went down to 15% myself. And it will do very good if people take advantage of it. Another thing I'm glad is that hopefully that they do away with this damn death tax. That's ridiculous that you have to be taxed or have to go through some kind of scheme.
Yeah. Estate taxes, capital gains taxes. I'm not with none of those. Because again, if I inherit anything from my parents, both of whom are, I would say, comfortable. One in Alabama and one up the street here in California. If I inherit anything from those folk, I don't want to be taxed out of my future, particularly at this late date, because they probably going to live probably damn near till they're 90 or 100, because health care is getting easier for some folk, particularly if they have the financial means to stay healthy, so which they do. So by the time I even have to deal with this, I may be 67. See?
You're a young man.
Well, I'm only 52 now. I know that.
You're a kid. My brother's got about 5 million there.
I will hang up the phone. I'm not no child. Don't patronize me on my show. I may be younger than you, but I ain't no fool. So
my brother's got about 5 sons. They're all millionaires down there in Alabama. And not the two.
I'm pretty sure some of them know some of my people. Because my dad was doing
some of them is always is far up in Brooklyn in real estate and so on. But the thing
I'm not necessarily, I don't get into this and that. Folks is taking care of their business, and I have parents that, and other family that if they combine their wealth, they would be a multimillionaire. But they don't think in terms of business. They think in terms of individualism.
Well, that's why I like this president. I will vote for him again, if you know, just based on the efforts he's put forth so far. And
well,
I hope to see. Now, I don't like everything that he's done. Net neutrality.
Based on his ethics and verbiage, I gave him a shot. He's no longer there. And when he just this week decided to appoint or to nominate somebody who's not qualified to sit on a judgeship for life, who never been an attorney or defense or a prosecutor, never adjudicated a case, not even as an administrative judge, which means you don't necessarily have to be a lawyer. You could be like a county clerk administrative judge that decides and adjudicates things when you deal with like municipal lawsuits or civil suits. I just don't, I'm very straight line, my friend. I don't do party stuff. I may be in a party, but I'm straight laced.
Well, you know, you don't have to be a judge to become a Supreme Court justice. And like
I
said, it's the economic issues. I'm sorry, you don't have to be a. I meant to say you don't have to be an attorney. But a lot of people don't know it though.
On the bench, you would hope that he had enough knowledge to adjudicate your case. And with that, I must say, I have another show that is overdue.
Yeah, I see that. But you know, we was involved in Bitcoin back in 2010. I wish I could have invited you in then. You would understand why I'm totally against that inheritance tax.
Listen, my friend, it's all relative. It doesn't. I used to be a day trader in the 90s.
I used to teach options back in the late 90s.
Right, I'm very familiar in all of this. You know, I have an MBA. I'm very smart. It's okay whether I got in 2010 or 2018, which is looking like, as long as you get in. And now you have mechanisms and ways in which
I'm going to send you some information. I'm going to send you some information that will help speed up your understanding of what it is you don't understand. Hopefully you will get in. But the company is already great,
now,
so come on in.
It's easier now to and there's a CNN article. I'm telling you, this dude just invested $100 when it was at 3,000. Then it went to 9. Then it dropped back. Then it hit 15 or 14. Then hit back. Then it went up to 16, 17. And it's lingering now, I think, to where around 18, 17, or 13. I haven't checked today. But whatever it is, it's a progressive investment structure. I do not think that it's a long-term investment structure. I think that it is immediate, and it's for speculative immediate response. But you need to be savvy, and you have to look at it about with the volatility of options trading. Because as you know, with options, you can make money whether it loses or gains. You just need to make sure that you place your quote-unquote investment bet at the right time, and you have the vision to analyze the market. That's okay. Now, do me a favor, my friend.
I'm sending this to you right now. Take a look at it. I'll talk to you later.
You talk to me later. I got shows planned all week, and if you feel free, I'm going to do a little bit of music tomorrow. You go right ahead. All right, folks, we got Black Noise Radio coming up. That's one of my big baller friends. He made his money in building high-rise towers, steel frame towers, sort of like New York Trade Center. A high-rise building, and I'm glad to say he's African-American. This show will bring you nothing but good fortune if you follow my wisdom. The Marty Smith Show, we had something to say about it.